Okay, good evening everybody again. So now we're going to do some Pesach. Actually, Shulchan Aruch brings down 30 days before Pesach. You're supposed to start learning about Pesach, all of the various laws, halachas, and certainly to prepare the concepts of Pesach as well. Pesach is, so to speak, the wedding of the Jewish people. We were redeemed, and we are redeemed. Could you imagine walking into your wedding unprepared? Now, certain things, the reason you have to learn the halachas of Pesach is today I was chazing, reviewing some of the halachas of the sale of chametz and checking for chametz. And so there's a time limit. You either do it, there's a buzzer. You by the fifth hour on Erev Pesach, you either did the sale or didn't the sale. You either checked for chametz or you didn't. It's too late afterwards. And therefore, you have to learn the halachas earlier. And if you walk into the Seder and you don't know the halachas or prepare this year, by the way, everything's earlier because Pesach's Motzei Shabbos. So you really got to be, your game has to be on. You have to be ahead of the game. You be prepared. So you'll be a tremendous loss. Okay, and I said this before. If you're, I'm sure Levi's on the call. He does appraisals and real estate deals. You can't just walk in to do a deal with it. You don't have any documents. You don't have anything there. You don't have any contracts. It doesn't go that way. If you're a lawyer, you don't walk in to do a court case. You had no discovery, no preparation. You're a total loser. You've lost out, and immediately you obviously would hurt your company. Don't hurt yourself in the process. So certainly not in the halachas you have to be prepared. But if you walk into the Seder and you're not prepared to gain and to glean and to grow and to bask in the Seder, then the potential loss is tremendous. Right? If something is valuable, you invest in it. And there's in Yiddishkeit and in Torah, one of the most valuable moments of the year is the night of the Seder. And probably, for many people, the most unique. The transmission of generation to generation, the connection to the past, the building of the future. It's a night of faith. It's a night of where we started as Klal Yisrael and as a nation. So I wanted to pick a short topic tonight. As I mentioned before we started, we'll do just Pesach next week. So the Nesivah Shalom, which we've done on different occasions in different sections, has a small piece about Keneged Dalet Banim Dibre Torah. For four sons, Torah speaks about. So I want to do this little topic over here. And the four sons. So Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Where is this? We sing on the Pesach. Many people sing this. I'll try to sing for you. Now, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Right? That's how the classic Seder song. Blessed is Hashem. Blessed is HaMakom. The name, the place, referring to Hashem, the creator of the world. Baruch Shenasan Torah. Blessed is Hashem who gave the Torah. La'amo Yisrael Baruch Hu, to the blessed Jewish people. And then what do we say in the Haggadah right after that? Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. The Torah is given, in the language of Torah, is given for to four different sons. Four sons. Four different sons. In Hakdama Hazayis, in Magid, this is the beginning of Magid, the main section of the Haggadah, of the Sipur Yitzis Yisrael, the telling over of the miracle of us leaving Egypt and all the myriad details of that is Magid. That's the heart of the Sipur of the Seder. Obviously, there are different sections, which are all very crucial. So this is how you start. And you say there's Galad Pamim, but Lashon Baruch, say four times Baruch, and V'hodai L'Hashem Yitzbarach, Azeh Shedibra Torah, we're so happy that when he gave the Torah, he gave it to four sons, right? Because that means that wherever a person is, there's a chizik. You're also part. Hashem gave you the Torah as well. Whichever son you are, you're also given the Torah. Wherever you are. By the way, some of the Sfarim break down that everyone, all of us have a little bit of all the four sons. No one's only a chacham, and no one's chas v'shalom only a rasha. And no one's only a Tom, a simple one. And no one's only a Shane of the show. Kid doesn't ask any questions. Hain, imhu b'matzav shel ben chacham. Sometimes people are in the moment of a ben chacham. Actually, I dealt with somebody recently. who usually is a chacham. And unfortunately, one day had probably the gedder of a rasha. Unfortunately. So, but it's a typical situation. This is a chacham. And then he woke up on the wrong side of the bed, made a poor decision or two, and did some stupid things. So, but no matter where you are that day, whether it's your general day or some exception to the rule, you're always a son of Hashem. V'yesh tshuva, and there are always answers for you. There are always answers for you for the things that bother you. And that's where the Haggadah comes to. Remember, the Haggadah is teaching us, is telling us, is encouraging our questions, is so to speak, begging us to dig deeper. So let's go through briefly, as the Seder Shalom does, the questions of the different types of sons. Shailas HaBen Chacham. He's actually, his approach to this is a Hasidic approach. Obviously, he's a Slalom Rebbe. So he takes a Hasidic angle. When you learn this, the Haggadah, there are different ways to explain the four sons, but I thought this is a very nice approach. Shailas HaBen Chacham. The wise son says as follows: Ma edus v'achukim. What are all these laws, these testimonies that you're doing of the Seder? And what do we answer him? He's interested to know. V'hatshuva is, the answer is, we don't imaftir achar pesach afikom. We don't eat or drink anything after we eat the afikom. The time of base mishra was the paschal lamb, the korban pesach. And today is after we eat the afikom and our matzah. So what does that mean? He asks, tell me, what are all these things? Like, and we say to him, we don't eat and drink. Like, what's the question? What's the answer? Yesh lomar. So he explains it based on the Sefer Devarim Moshe. What's the shayla sachacham? What's the question of the wise son? Ma edus, Hashem commanded you. Tziva hu lashon tzavzav. We know that mitzvah means command, also means to connect. So this wise son saying, what is these commandments that you connect to Hashem? Hainu. Dveikis v'chimur. When you do that, he's looking in this, he's saying, you are so connected. V'shailat shol ma'za sha'atem ha-tzadikim. You righteous people, you righteous grandfather, or rabbi, or sage, or holy Jew. You, I see you, and you're so connected from the Seder. You're into it. You're so connected. Like, you know, ever go to the Kosel, I mean, you know, sometimes you see Eretz Yisrael is an amazing place. My daughter told me this week, she was walking to one of my third daughter Adina's in seminary. She's actually coming back for the first 7-8 months for Pesach, and she goes to the Kosel twice a day. She's you know, she takes the light rail to the Kosel, does the Mincha Maariv like most days twice a day. She says, just had this week, two ladies from Haifa stipend doctor. They had no idea where the Kosel was. They hadn't been to the Kosel. They came special to the Kosel. And she was showing them how to get the Kosel. She's like the perfect kid for this, actually. You know, they had no idea where they were. They lost in the old city looking for the Kosel. But you can you go to Israel, you know, Baruch Hashem, the opportunities in Israel to get close to Hashem are way more than in America. And unfortunately, there are many of our brothers and sisters in Israel who are very lost and they need to find the right way home. But there are a lot of opportunities. And many of them come to the Kosel, the Kotel. And, you know, they can see people crying their heart out, connecting, davening with their hands up like this, just totally connected. And sometimes you see they put on like the kippahs, like those, you know, those plastic or whatever they kind of, you know, felt, you know, the ones they have there. And they sit there and they look like you know, lost. Some of them will actually go up and be a little more connected. But many of them, and I've heard this, like they'll look at the Kosel and like they'll want to connect. They want a deeper connection. You know, this famous story that at the Six-Day War, when they conquered the old city and they got to the Kosel, they started blowing shofar, very famous, some famous pictures. And at one point, some religious soldiers were crying by the Kosel, and right behind them, there was a guy from the kibbutz who was crying also. And they saw him afterwards, and he's a guy, you know, those days, you know, they were not like today, largely, that the kibbutz were coming from anti-religious backgrounds. There's no such thing made the original kibbutz that had shoals or anything Jewish. Today, Baruch Hashem, almost all the kibbutzim have Jewish things and a lot of holidays. But once upon a time, it was very different. And this guy started crying, and he saw it, shocked. He says, "Why are you crying?" He said, "I'm crying because I don't know why you're crying. I'm not." Means he felt he can't cry. He doesn't even know how to cry. Well, a wise child, he sees these righteous people doing the mitzvahs, connected into it. They're enjoying it. They love the Seder. They're connected to the Seder. And he's saying, why is it when you do that, you know, you're so connected. I'm eating the matzah and the murr, and I even have the chareishes and the karpas, whether it's a potato. And I'm not feeling it like you. I don't feel it like you. But it's a kolben yizayich lava. I don't feel this tveikas b'Hashem. That's the Chacham's question. A wise kid wants to know how to connect. Because the essence of Yiddishkeit, right, as the Ramchal says, is to be mistabik l'Hashem, is to connect to Hashem. We're not supposed to just be keeping a bunch of legalistic laws. We're supposed to have a relationship with Hashem. You know, imagine a person's married, and it's just like, there's no heart. Like, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, but you don't feel it. You have no, there's no flame. Nothing there. That's terrible. Like you're like a lobotomized robot. You have no connection. But a smart person would say, like, how do I get that connection? You have that. I want that. I want that relationship with Hashem. So what's the answer to the Chacham? The tshuvaso kehilchas haPesach. The answer is, it's like Pesach. She'im maftirin achar Pesach afikomen. After you eat the afikomen, you don't eat or drink. First of all, you eat the korban Pesach when you're already full. Why? Because if you're looking at the korban Pesach as like a shmack of steak, you know, sometimes I take my kids on a siyum, they finish something, some of my sports have, you know, been Baruch Hashem finishing a siyum, and if they do a really big, they finish a seder, we spend a little money on them. They just do whatever, get some pizza, whatever. But they finish a huge amount, right? Like, two of my sons make siyums on Erev Pesach with me. So they get a choice. So they want to go to, let's say, you know, get a steak, okay? They're so into that steak, they'll talk before and after. Korban Pesach's not the steak you get, you know? It's not, oh, man, I'm so excited to have a best, you know, filet mignon and Korban Pesach. No, on the contrary. You eat the Korban Pesach when you're already full. Because it's not about your like with your duck sauce or your barbecue sauce. It's not about the taste. Or well done and medium rare. You eat it when you're full. It's not good. These shouldn't be just so for your enjoyment. Hashem writes him, and the answer to this is, you want to be connected to Hashem? Tzarech l'skash l'hanas v'yanim gashmim. Right? Your focus has to be ruchnius. You need to, your life, if it's all revolving on, you know, corporal, sensual pleasures and fun and games, it's going to be very hard for you to connect spiritually, because that's what your heart is. But if, you know, there's something called Super Bowl. I may never heard of this. It's like a baseball game, supposedly. But I've heard of it. Hey, lots of, you know, if you're into the Super Bowl and you want to see people, you know, kick a grand slam, so just having fun. So at the end of the day, it's very hard for you to daven. Your head's not there. So you're going to come to shul, you're thinking about the people who are stupid. I can't say, obviously, it works for some people. It's in millions of dollars in these commercials, and you're thinking about a bunch of people bashing their heads together. You know, chas shalom, you're thinking about the halftime shows, which are usually not just treif, but chazer treif, totally treif, right? But you're not going to be into your mincha because your head's not there. So if your head's not there, if you're walking to the kreisel and your whole life is about tech in Haifa, again, by the way, those ladies who came obviously were looking for spiritual, looking to connect, that's beautiful. Not like, I don't know if they're in tech. But if you're in Haifa and you're in tech, that's all your whole life is, or all your life is your cappuccino, or your steak, or your golf game, or your being the best business person in the entire world, or just reading your books and your movies, or, you know, whatever may be, then it's very hard to connect spiritually because it's all you're doing. So the answer is no. Spiritual ruchnius has to be a part of it. So actually, yisra tamim mitzvah little kalkulim on nagashvus, and you can't just focus on physical. Physical obviously has a place, and all of it has an important place. We discussed in Shabbos. The efshel dav Hashem, you have to be able to say no to everything in this world. If all you are looking, by the way, if you want to be happily married, right, you have to focus on one wife. If you wanna be kosher, right, you gotta say, I can't eat everything. I remember one of my great teachers on the greatest stages in America, Rebelsky's of Blessed that's all, used to always say that the biggest problem for people kosher is they want it all. In fact, I studied with somebody and one of his challenges is kosher, although he's improved immensely. He likes his food. He likes it the way he likes it. So, you can't have it all sometimes. And so, if something is not kosher or something is unnecessary, why? If you revolve your day around food, then you're going to have less heart into spirituality. So the answer to the why are these people connected? Because their essence is spiritual. Right? Their essence is spiritual. Like I've said this before, I lament on Yom Kippur, when people walk into Shul, the one time a year Jews, right, they walk in, they put in the same yarmulke I see the guys in the Kosel, they walk into Shul, and they're coming. There's a spark in them that brings them into a Shul one time a year Yom Kippur. And, obviously, my goal, and there were more than one person who walked into Amakad and Yom Kippur became observant just for that one time. But unfortunately, I can't say it's 60, 70, 80% because I think they all gain something, but to change, you have to be a little warm, right? You have to be a little hot. So certainly if they walk in and people are davening and crying for their lives, for their future, for the Jewish people, and they, to this point, haven't prayed to Hashem, haven't eaten kosher, kept Shabbos, Yom Tov, nothing, thought about Hashem. They didn't hear Elul, they didn't hear Yitzchak Fagin blowing the shofar, the gan to Elul, right? And saying L'dav Hashem, or they're just walking in. So it's very hard to feel what the people around you who prepared or already focused on are feeling. Certainly if you don't know how to read the Siddur, etc., it becomes even harder. So for us, if we're wise, you see why people connect. So the answer is where's the focus? Don't get into the wrong ideas. Habena Rasha Shea, what's the Rasha ask? Ma Avayda Zayis! What is this Avayda? What is this? In Yano, what is it? What's his question? It's the Maram Mikubrin, it's the Moshe Mikubrin, actually one of the predecessors of the Slonim movement, or some of the descendants. Do you think when we see the Rasha and the Seder, we're talking about a Rasha like Esav, a Rasha who goes ahead and womanizes and, breaks all the laws and can care less about anything, right? And drug addict, whatever a person who eats on Yom Kippur and has chametz on Pesach, who knows something. And that's what we say. No! What's the Rosh Hashanah Seder? I'm a who oivet Hashem. Person who tries to serve Hashem, but he has tremendous yetzara. Rav Kishlainis, Jesus called Palm Shechazer, he's like a seesaw. One day he comes to Shul, next few days he doesn't come to Shul. One day he keeps kosher, 3 days he doesn't keep kosher, one day he's nice to his mommy, and next day he screams at his mommy, right? This guy is all over the map. And what happens is, this is your service. Atem, okay, you somehow keep the Torah mitzvahs. Atem zachisem to keep the Torah mitzvahs. I have a yetzer, like you don't have a yetzer. Malik Kishlonis, I've stumbled, I've messed up so many times. How could I serve Hashem? Eichach lover Hashem, right? How could I? You guys, I've personally discussed this. I had many such discussions over the years with different people who have this persona, right? It's not speak to me. Rabbi, I like girls. Rabbi, I like my non-kosher food. Rabbi, I've tried to keep Shabbos. I ain't doing it. Like it's like it's for you and not for me. Or I grew up religious, and I did so-and-so, I can't do it. And if you knew what I did in my life, that's Rosh Hashanah, it's yours. I tried it, been there, done that. Not, I just can't do it. Aval hu shemal kesher yitzar, he's a real yitzar, shabar bo ichach l'Hashem. So what's the answer? If you were there, we say, now go, Loya Nigel, you would not be redeemed. You wouldn't leave Egypt with you, like to Pirish. Gam Anu, we were all, by the way, in Mitzrayim, all the Jewish people were on the 49th level of impurity, of Tumah. We were all in the abyss. Right? In Egypt, at the end of it all, we were collapsed, lapsed. We were very far from our lofty heights. We were all in that. So how did we get out of Egypt? We strengthened ourselves. We didn't give up. We believed that not only could we physically be redeemed, we could be spiritually redeemed. Megulas hanefesh and geulas haguf. But if you were there with your attitude, lo yanikol, because you've given up. You have a yish. You've said you've thrown in the towel. Right? We're not talking about Rashaim who don't believe in Hashem. Again, chas v'shalom. Again, we're not talking about a Russian Jew who grew up in atheistic Russia. A Jew, a person who knows a lot better and decides, I don't believe in this. I just don't care. So that's a Russia, a wicked person. We're talking, a Russia is a person who doesn't, listen to this, says, a Russia, the Seder is talking about, it doesn't believe in the power of the Jewish soul. Right, even with the Russian Jew, the Russian Jew now comes to Israel, is, you know, introduced his Siddurim and this, and they say, I can't do it. Not every Jew can do it. Or you have a kid who's, you know, he grows up very religious in whatever city, and was a wayward kid, and a whole life, he couldn't do it. It's there. It's all a yid. The power is there. A yid, the neshama is there. That's the, you have to tell this kid, you asher gam be'es, when you, even when you're the 40th level of tumah, lo dach nitzas elekel mimal shebekir, you always have that pintle yid. That flame of every, that's in every single Jew. And even there, lo dachnitz, it's never extinguished. V'ner echa tam kiva is always that spark that doesn't go out, right, which is the divine spark in all of us, in all Jewish people. V'ayideze, and therefore, what's the Haggadah say you should do? Hak eshinov, shekafa b'reka, you punch him in the mouth, because he's denying a fundamental faith. Because it's mikara hamuna shihude, it's from the fundamentals of faith that a yid, that a Jew has to believe. Lahamikash Baruch Hashem picked us, the Jewish people, each one of us, mikol am, from all of us, that we have a purpose in this world. Vishaychen itam Hashem is with us, afilo b'tarich tumasam, even if a yid is lost somewhere in the Himalayan mountains in some, you know, some Buddhist camp over there, or monastery, or lost running around San Francisco, running around, not even a boy or a girl, or both, right? Or running around the beaches or the pubs in Hollywood, or just running around Silicon Valley, just trying to make $1 billion in this world and never thinking about the divine and never thinking about life. Hashem is with the every, all of us, always there. But if you were there, you wouldn't have been redeemed. Because you know what? You know how we got out? B'koyech ha'muna ha'zaz. It was this faith that Hashem's children have picked us. He loves us. He's always with us. That we can get out of there. Rach b'koyech ha'muna ha'zaz atin legal. That was how we do it. And that's in the future how we're redeemed. U'keneged ha'muna ha'zaz. Histopic Moshe. And Moshe himself had deliberated. The Jewish people won't believe me. When Hashem says on Har Sinai by the burning bush, go take them out, what does Moshe say? They won't believe me. He was concerned they won't believe me. Ech Hashem shelo yaminili. Lo, how do you believe? What was Moshe's concern? He said they're in the 49th level of Tumah. They won't believe they can be redeemed. And so to the Russia, you have to smash him in the tooth. No. Believe in yourself because you won't be redeemed. This the greatest self-fulfilling prophecy is, if you feel you're unredeemable, you're creating that reality. If you believe in yourself and you believe in the power of the Yid, Okay, and that every single Jew, wherever they are, could come back and can connect, and there's always hope. And that's where the answer to the Russia is. Right? They're always part of the Jewish people. That's the power of your soul. And even if you could tell me for 40 years you've been doing the same stupid thing over and over, you can always change. Hatam, the simple son, what is his question? What's the simple question, son? He's apathetic. He's not into it. He's apathetic. That's, it's a nice thing. Okay, occasionally I'll come to the Seder with my sandals. Blah, 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 blah. I'll show up. But that is apathetic. It's not like the Chacham who wants to connect. Who wants to, I want to go to Rabbi Shiva, Rabbi. I want to learn Torah. I want to feel it. No, doesn't care. Not a big deal. Yeah. Apathetic. Shu either so called office with the sin truth doesn't really care about it too much. You know, I just met a religious lady who was connected to something I had to deal with exactly like this. Doesn't really care too much. Okay, I'll do it. Tom, the letter of Tom, which is in simple, Tof Mem, is Isis Mem Tof. It means in Kabbalah, it's Ein Bo Chizk, because there's no spirit there. Right, va'amarta elav. Right. By the way, you know, when a person's even fiercely upset or negative, there's more. It's easier to change them sometimes because there's a spirit there. I said this story of a Grossman from Migdal Or, one of the tzaddikim of Eretz, one of the righteous people, and one of the great builders of Torah. Told me once he wanted to stop by a guy, started screaming at him. You religious Jews, you're so bad. You're trying to do this. You know, screaming at him to his face, big guy with muscles. And Grossman's a fairly tall guy, but he's a rabbi with long pace, chassidish background. And this guy's screaming at his face, you kafia datit, you're trying to change the country and change me, blah, 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 blah. And Grossman's the whole time smiling and just like smiling, like, you know, as he's saying right to his face. He says, what are you laughing about? He says, you're going to make a great Baal Tshuva. You have a lot of passion in you. He gives him his card. He says, when you're ready to think about Judaism, please call me because you're going to be great. And 6 months later, this person called him and he ended up becoming religious. But the point is that when you have some passion about something, you can move. You're moving. Usually, if you're like that guy, most of them are moving negatively. But if you take the passion and give a little light in the dark, you can move them positively. A Tom is apathetic. He can care less. So what's the answer to a Tom who just doesn't care about the whole thing? Right? The only way is to shake the guy or girl out of their slumber. The only way is, unfortunately, sometimes it's cataclysmic. There are people who get into accidents or have sicknesses or lose their job. You know, and there's some big punch to the gut which wakes them up from their slumber until they care. Right, there are people who don't care about what they eat until they have a heart attack, and all of a sudden they become the most health-conscious people in the world. What happened? For 50, 60 years, you didn't exercise and eat healthy. Well, then you had a major life upheaval, and it woke you up. So just very briefly right now, there's two ways you can wake yourself up. If you're apathetic, chas v'shalom, you may have life wake you up if Hashem cares enough about you, or you can wake yourself enough up. The best way to wake yourself up is to learn Musar or be, to have some kind of Musar safer, ethic safer, to give you some perspective of, you know, what's going to be. Again, a guy, a giant apathetic, the boss brings him and starts screaming, you're going to lose your job. That could be a wake-up call. Maybe you won't be so apathetic anymore. Because otherwise, you won't change, you won't connect, you won't do anything. The She'eni Yodei L'Shol, the child that doesn't ask at all, is at pasachlo. He doesn't even. He's not pathetic. He's not asking a question how to connect. He's not saying it's your Torah because I've already stumbled and it's not for me. I just can't do it. He doesn't say a word. What's this? Who should call mahusa sagar? It's all closed. It's closed. A closed individual. Libo sagar. His heart is closed. Meichel sagar. His cup is closed. His head is closed. I can feel it. He doesn't even ask anything. Any of them. So what's the Torah gives an eitzah to share advice to this person on this holy holiday in Chag Kodesh. Shneimar, when we say, V'hagadeta levincha b'yomah, this is the language of the Haggadah, tell this in a day, which will occur to you, that's nothing. You say to this day, Lamor Bavur Zahashem Asali B'Tzeis Yisrael. This is what Hashem did for me when I left Egypt. Hanu Shiyavad Hashem Yisparuch B'Toich Matzavo Hasagar Be'amun HaPshuto Afilu B'Toich Sigur B'Delibo. Even if your heart is closed, do it. Get involved. Push yourself. You're not, just get the key to do it. K'mo Mitzrayim Shisham Skur Mo'id. It was very, they were locked in, as Chazal said. I feel uber behemoth, Isa, Sagalim, Midbar, they couldn't, everything they were locked in. Bak Shumischatz, Bemuna Pshuta, Vade Muna Zachil, Gulak, Kwok, Gulas, and Nefesh, so Beschatz, Bemuna, Gametok, Seguro, the Libos, as if to Hula Fam Shora. In other words, a person who's closed, you know, sometimes you meet the, it's not open to anything. You gotta impound them with emunah. You give them a certain amount of faith, and that will sort of open up their heart and then open up their mouth. You know, the belief. So sometimes you have to give them a spiritual transfusion. they're not having it. So you have to spiritually transfuse them. Right, as opposed to them coming from themselves, you have to open them up, and if they get into it, even on an external level, they can begin to do it in an internal level as well. Kol Dvarim Kidisa, the general principle, these four sons, it says, Dimashu Dabra Torah. The Torah speaks against four different types of children. Ki Pesach, all wherever you are, whatever status you are. If you go to a real seder. Now, I'm just dealing with somebody who has a family seder. This person is becoming more observant. His family is not observant. So they don't have a real seder. So we're talking about a real seder. When you do the gadol correctly, and you're looking to get close to Hashem, and you're saying the story of Mitzrayim, not having a maxil halacha gadol for 15, 20 minutes, and just getting, let's eat the meat. A real seder, you know, a spiritual transformation. And the Torah is, wherever you are, you have the ability to grow on Pesach. Well, you do grow. V'afilu l'rasha, even this person who's usually, quote unquote, an evil kid who's following his Yetzirah, not following his Yetzirah Tov, following his inclination, succumbing to it, giving up, has the Aliyah, has it, believe in yourself at Pesach. V'zeh ma'asha om mishloha im hayusham lo yenego. Had you been in Mitzrayim like yourself today, you wouldn't be redeemed. Then you wouldn't be redeemed. He amram koyd, and that was Egypt, was before the Torah. This, because then you couldn't be redeemed because you were not a ben, you were not a son. Only after you have Mitzrayim by Matan Torah, by the giving of the Torah at Sinai, Hashem calls children. Aval acher shekulam nikru banim, you also have Aliyah. You're giving up yourself. Come to the Seder. You'll grow at the Seder. Right? Get to the Seder. Have a real Seder. You could spark you for life. It could put you on a different path for life. You know, they always say it's the fifth son who doesn't even get to the Seder table. That's the biggest tragedy. And many of these fifth sons are at Seders. They're just not real Seders. Nebuch. Because they'll come, and they're not going to get a Seder which could open up their heart and their head. They need to have two real Seder. That's why it's important to invite people. Veish levar oid, Amru ben Rasha, last paragraph, the wicked can, so to speak, takes himself out from the Jewish people. We can explain more with the Noam HaLemelech, the great Noam HaLemelech of Lezhinsk, who just was his yard site, the probably the most responsible person for disseminating Hasidus in Poland. Kiesh Oilam HaNikra Kol Yisrael. There's a general rule of the global communal Jewish people. It's called Kol Yisrael in the spiritual world. That world is perfect. Why? Because only Yechidim, only an individual Jews sometimes sin. Aval Klal, when you look at the Jewish people as a connected thing, it's Beloy Chet Upagam. There's no sin. Varosha, and the wicked son, asks, what is this, your world, Lashon Rabbim? Hainu Lami Atem Oichas HaPesach Dafka B'chabura V'achtus. He says, why are you all eating the Pesach together? That's the other way to say this. Lama yi efshle kayim. Don't have a Seder with the whole family and extended and friends and all kinds of Jews, have your Seder. Go to a corner somewhere and eat your Pesach Seder. Say the Haggadah, do it by yourself. That's what you tell the Rasha. That idea, you being as an individual without part of the global Jewish people, you would not be redeemed from Egypt. Why? Ki ha'etzel l'rasha, rak li'as m'chubrak l'kla Yisrael. The Eitzel of the Rasha, no, you've got to be part of the Jewish people. Connect to Kla Yisrael, because the Kla Yisrael as a whole is perfect. V'ka'amamra tzadikim, that's what the tzadikim say, al t'yeh rasha b'fnei atzmecha, don't be wicked in your own eyes. Sha'afilu, even if really you don't think you're worthy, don't be by yourself. And if you're with the Jewish people, you'll get out. You'll be redeemed. Not just physically, spiritually redeemed. You connect to the Jewish people. I can't tell you how many people I personally know who were off. Either they started off, very off sometimes, in families, in cities, in countries, in circumstances, which is very off. They were disconnected. They were born in Moscow in 1956. They were born in San Francisco in 1966. You know, and some, whatever. They were born in a dysfunctional home. They were born in a religious home and went wayward for part of their life. And you know what brings them back? It's being part of the Jewish people. It's coming to a shul. It's connecting to Klal Yisrael. It's connecting to Shalosh Shudas, as we just discussed. And coming and singing and just being part of it—that's the path to redemption. You know, when I very often, this is the San Jose part. I would tell there are people who never came to shul, and I'd say, "You need to come to shul." I'm not talking about, I would tell them, you know, come for Shabbos and set them up, right? You can't keep Yiddishkeit by yourself. You need to be part of Klal Yisrael. That's how you shtag. That's how you grow. And a Rosh who doesn't feel part of it, the answer to him is no, join up. You think you could do this by yourself? No, that's the way you don't get redeemed. You want to be not just physically redeemed, you want to be spiritually redeemed, be part of something greater and better than the Jewish people. And again, obviously, the right shul, the right yeshiva, right chabur is important. The kind of Rosh has said, this, so to speak, wicked person, he doesn't want to redeem the Jewish people. This one became one with the Jewish people, for whom Ma'alma de Pruda, he's in his own world, not connected. Rabbi, I don't have any Jews. You know, he didn't join the Jewish club at Google. He's not even a Googler or a Juggler, right? He hangs out by himself. Right? If you like that, you won't be redeemed. Ki kafir be'ikr, and the soy the Gula is to connect to the Jewish people. Right? All of us, right? All of us. Have the opportunity. The biggest Rasha in the world and the biggest Chacham has the opportunity, and everyone in between to grow in the Seder. You know, obviously, the people in this lecture will be at the right Seders, but beyond that, if you want to take the opportunity, which is there for us all, we're all bottom of Hashem. Hashem wants us all. All of our answers, all of our opportunities, all of our personal redemption and the national redemption of Klal Yisrael, the Gula Shleima. Opportunities there on Pesach, you know, is there for that night. First of all, to realize where we're headed, right? This Sunday is going to be Rosh Chodesh. We're not that far away from Pesach. Where we're headed, we're on the way to Pesach. We're on the way to redemption. And to prepare ourselves accordingly, to know the power of the night, that we thank Hashem. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch HaMakom. All the children can be there. All of Klal Yisrael can be there. You know why? Because whoever and wherever you are, at whatever level you are, even Rabbi Akiva, you have what to gain this either. And the more you prepare, the better it is. Okay, we'll pick up next week with more Pesach.